Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Radio Nova, the IBI, and funded by Comisión Numian with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
This is Jack O'Brien on Radio Nova, and this is the second part of our Ours to Protect feature on carbon emissions. Last week we were looking at what a carbon footprint is and the steps that Dublin Bus are taking to move towards having a zero emissions fleet. This week we're all about the electric vehicle. And to find out about the current state of the industry, I caught up with Matthew Seely from the Irish EV Association. I started off by asking Matthew how the association came about in the first place.
So we started out as a car club, fundamentally, as, you know, getting people together on EVs that were, you know, trying to see the same stuff, what was going on and where things were at that way. It then went to the Irish EV Owners Association, so it kind of grew a bit more. Lobbying came into it, starting to build it up on that side. And then it kind of came to the Irish EV Association, where we changed the name only a couple of years ago because we're starting to do that bit more. So it's become, you know, still those members, still those people with EVs, but lobbying is still a big part of it, but clear and concise information, data, bringing stuff for people that's clear and concise that they can make informed decisions, telling the story, but also bringing to the point where you can kind of say we're doing more than just the EVs themselves. There's the network that goes around it. There's what's going on with, you know, how we get our grid to wherever it comes from. Renewables are a part of it. It becomes part of the home now. It's becoming something that people are seeing. You know, Storm Éireann was a great one where we could see where people were doing such good things with electric vehicles that wouldn't have existed without them being there. So there's a lot more than just the vehicle anymore. It's more than just the owners, but not to say that we're forgetting about them, but it's to be able to say, look, the Irish EV Association is at the point where it's in much bigger conversations and trying to push things along on a bigger scale. That means we're having more, you know, time with people in terms of what's going on to get the bigger conversation out there. We're meeting more people and doing more stuff, but, you know, the basis is still getting people into EVs and make it accessible for people to know what to do.
And the electric vehicles themselves are becoming more popular as the years have gone by. Why do you think that people should really make that investment or move towards electric vehicles who are not there yet?
Okay, so the big thing is simplicity of the vehicle is what is in them. So the motor that's in them, there's no, you know, it's not like a petrol or diesel motor where there's a lot of moving mechanical parts. They're much simpler. Servicing is much easier in that regard, as there's less involved in it. I was listening recently where a dealership was talking about the fact that they didn't realize the change that they were going to have in their model of their business because EVs are not coming in with the same amount of work. So they're having to change how they do their business based on the fact that the EVs are coming onto the market. So it's simplified on their side. Now, it's not to say that it's getting extremely cheap for servicing. We're still seeing a lot of high costs with some brands and OEMs that are coming along that costs are still high. But I haven't seen it quite so much on my side. I have a Citroen, I have a Hyundai, we have two vehicles, two electric vehicles. You know, €130 for a main dealer service and a minor service, maybe €190 for the major service.
Battery life, that would frighten the life out of me. I'd be worried that the battery will go in 4 years or something like that.
Not seen at all is the best answer, other than we'll say the original Nissan Leaf, because it was an air-cooled battery. We were seeing that originally. That's because thermal management is probably and arguably the most important point of the battery. That's the bit that protects it for the long term. That's the bit that allows you to keep that state of health as high as possible for as long as possible. Pretty much everything that's come after Nissan Leaf has been thermal managed with some heat and cooling that goes to the battery pack. Tesla in the US had seen it where four-year-old vehicles, whether they were only ever fast charged or only ever slow charge, which is what's at your home, they literally took two cases where they had all the data from all the vehicles, and irrespective of what you did, they all had the same battery degradation because they're very well controlled in their thermal management. So if you control the heat of the battery, that's the big thing for how long it lasts.
And is the second-hand EV market is becoming more, it's more of an option than it used to be? There's more cars out there?
It's getting there. I think the biggest thing that we have at the minute is probably a lack of supply for that second-hand market to be, you know, really accessible for people to make it worth their while, that they know they can go out and buy an EV second-hand. We are seeing a funny situation that even though that supply isn't really big, prices are probably less than they should be because people are concerned with that second-hand, you know, battery health. We'll put it that way, the charging infrastructure, whatever it may be that people have a concern with, we're probably seeing the prices come down. So actually, it's probably a good time to buy an EV in some ways, because you're getting it for good value for what it would be otherwise. It's going to get better as we get more vehicles on the road.
Yeah.
As we're seeing the new vehicles come line, as more, you know, we're up 27% this year for new EV sales. That's going to have a big impact in 3 years' time when a lot of vehicles come off lease or PCP. We're going to see another chunk of vehicles coming onto the road at that point, being more affordable for people secondhand. So,
okay. There are grants that are available for electric cars. And are they only available for new cars?
Only for new. Okay. Yeah, that's the best way. To there is next to nothing, we'll say, for secondhand at this point in time for the vehicle itself. The only thing that would be is if you're buying a secondhand vehicle, everybody still has the grant for their home charger.
Yeah.
That's irrespective of who's buying it. It does make it more affordable for the individual because of the fact that these grants exist. We're getting to the point where they will start to come away.
Mm.
As you know, traction comes in, how many EVs are going on the road year on year,
and
become more common. Battery costs coming down for what the cost of the vehicle is. The current understanding is we're probably 2 years away. So we're talk about 2027 into 2028. Theoretically, we will be at the point where the price of the battery in an EV will need no grants for it to be the same price as an EV to a petrol or diesel equivalent. So you'll end up in a situation where actually the petrol or diesel are going to fall out of fashion simply because of costs.
And the infrastructure in the country for somebody who has an EV, what's it like? How has it progressed over the last 5 years, let's say? And how do you think it's moving? Where do you see it going in the next 5 years? Or what do you think it'll be look like in 5 years' time?
5 years are going to be very different than now.
Mm-hmm.
So 5 years, we're talking about 2030, where A4 targets are in place for what's going to be there at the next level. The best way of thinking about what we have at the minute is going to be 3x by that point in time.
Okay.
So if not more, it could be 4 or 5x at that point. To be fair to ZEVI and the Irish government as to what they've done, there's three phases.
Yeah.
Phase one is effectively... I think it's off the top of my head, it's 17 sites with 173 chargers. Phase two of the ZEVI infrastructure is going to do our national roads. So when you turn off those motorways and you start going down our N roads, so you're talking about, we'll say, the best example I would give there is if you're going from Cork to Waterford, there's sections of motorway. If you're going from Limerick to Waterford, it's all national road.
Mm.
The motorway is going to be covered under phase one for a lot of that stuff. Phase two, where it's on that secondary road, that's where you're going to start seeing a lot of infrastructure come in phase two. And then phase three, which is currently open for bids at the minute, is going to be the one where it's every other national road that is outside of that. So the big one is up the west coast of Ireland, where we see a lot of infrastructure missing. Phase three is going to be the one where every 30 kilometres, you're going to have a 100 kilowatt pool, is the way they're going to put it. That's the one where on all those roads, and that's nearly 3,000 kilometres of roads in phase three alone, where you will see those chargers going in.
And these chargers are getting faster.
Yes. Yes. And the big thing as well is, you know, originally ESB were putting in 50 kilowatt chargers.
Mm.
We are starting to see 150 start to become the norm,
okay,
for argument's sake. Circle K are always putting in 350 kilowatt chargers.
Right.
So you're going to put in a couple of hundred kilometres in 10 or 15 minutes.
Okay.
It's, you know,
it's nothing really. Yeah,
it's huge speed in terms of charging what's coming.
So based on what you were talking about there, Matthew.
Yep.
Somebody wants to make the move towards an electric vehicle. They are apprehensive. They are apprehensive about how do I charge it? What happens? How do I get a charger at my house? How do I do all the grants? All that kind of stuff. Where do they go to? Where would you advise them to go to online or whatever to get information about it, just to make themselves a bit more comfortable about that change?
So obviously the self-plug for ourselves first, Irish EV Association. So the irishevassociation.ie is our website. We have been quite lucky, is the way I would describe it, insofar as we've done some work with the SEAI in their documentation and what's gone out there in terms of pamphlets and information. So we have a charging guide for people on there. We have a new EV buyer's guide. So if you are that person that's getting into it, explains the terminology, trying to get your head around it. It's different than a traditional car, so obviously there's that side of it. But it explains the terminology as to what's there and what you should know, what you should be looking for and what it will do. The big thing I would say is between ourselves, you know, and what we have and that information there, we try and give as much information. Contact us, come and have the chat with us, and we will help out and do what we can to help on that side. I would say the other big thing is range is the one that people are concerned about. evdatabase.org. It's a really simple one. Go look at the vehicle that you're thinking of buying. Look at what it says is the real world range. I find it very accurate.
One other recommendation is a company called Nevo. So nevo.ie is their website. They are a dedicated EV platform, and it's a really good one to highlight simply because while Derek Riley is a member of the committee of the Irish EV Association, he also does a full-time reviews of all electric vehicles that exist on the roads here in Ireland. So it's a fantastic facility to have somebody local that understands what it's like here in Ireland reviewing EVs, but only EVs. So if that's what you're looking for, it's a fantastic resource. They also are in the position of, they are the people who are putting together the Nevo electric vehicle show, which is going to happen in November. So if people are interested in looking at EVs, have never looked at one before, want to get at one, it's a fantastic one to get at. So it's definitely one to go to.
And similarly, if you're looking to buy secondhand, same route, you can go to the same website. Yeah. You can find out information.
Yeah. The big thing is, if you drive the vehicle at all, take it for a test drive, see what it's doing. The big thing I always say is reset the trip, look at your battery percentage. If you're at 90% and you go and take it for a test drive and 10 kilometers later you come back and you're at 85%, then you know you're doing, you know, 2 kilometers to 1% battery.
Okay,
that's a 200 kilometer range. It's a little bit of maths, but you get an idea. Anybody that's bought an electric car, bar some cases where people probably shouldn't have bought an electric car, everybody else sticks with an electric car, won't go back. You know,
they're happy they made the move.
How they drive, once you get used to refueling, where the charging network is, what's going on with 99% of people won't go back, or 95% of people won't go back.
That's Matthew Seeley there from IrishEVAssociation.ie. Clearly the cars are moving up a notch every year when it comes to range, battery capability, and even the infrastructure in the country is increasing all the time. The second-hand EV market is also beginning to pick up, and it's definitely an option. Don't forget to ask the garage when you're checking about the battery health of a second-hand vehicle, or you can do the 10-mile test drive as Matthew mentioned there, where you check your percentage of power before and after the 10 miles. Another great idea there from Matthew is to repurpose an old EV battery as a power storage facility for your solar panels to make the power in your home even more efficient. That's it for this week on Irish to Protect on Nova. Next week, we'll be back with the concluding episode on carbon emissions, when we'll be looking at ways to cut down on your waste with the weekly shop. That's Irish to Protect on Radio Nova with myself, Traco Brain, on next Sunday morning after 7.
Irish to Protect is funded by Comisú na mBian with the television licence fee, and is a partnership between Radio Nova and the IBI. Check out irishtoprotect.ie for more.